Good morning. I'm Bill Radke. At Joint Base Lewis-McChord today, the sentencing hearing continues for Staff Sergeant Robert Bales. The 39-year-old father of two is based at JBLM, has lived in Pierce County with his family. Prosecutors say Bales left his Army outpost in the Kandahar province last year in the early morning and methodically massacred 16 civilians in two villages. Bales has pleaded guilty. KUOW's Austin Jenkins was at the sentencing hearing yesterday, and he says the testimony and the presentation from prosecutors were harrowing.
You know, it was pretty amazing that for the first nearly 2 hours of the sentencing hearing after the jury was selected, the prosecutor read a 30-plus page stipulation of facts, and these are facts agreed to by both the prosecution and the defense as part of this guilty plea. And it was really the most detailed, excruciating, moment-by-moment description of this massacre in these mud-walled compounds. At one moment, the prosecutor described a particular scene where Sergeant Bales, put his gun on automatic, or the quote is, "The accused then put his weapon on burst and murdered everyone in the room." While he's describing things like that, moments, horror like that, there are pictures flashing for the jury of the victims that were taken, obviously, after the fact. So it was just a very difficult and emotional and excruciating couple of hours in the courtroom right at the beginning of this hearing.
What could you tell about how this testimony and these prosecutor statements were affecting the jury?
You know, this is a jury of six fairly high-ranking members of the military. We're talking lieutenant colonels, colonels. There's definitely lieutenant colonels and colonels in there. And they are wearing dress blue uniforms, and they are not betraying any emotion. I mean, they are definitely have the military bearing. We did notice that Sergeant Bales tended to look away when some of these images were being shown. But for this jury at this point, you are basically looking at six uniforms. There's five men, one woman. They are the panel, and they are very military in their demeanor.
We've heard that there were these seven Afghan nationals who testified dramatically, emotionally in some cases, including kids. What could you tell about how they came across to this jury?
Well, it's true. I mean, they seemed to be from a different world. They come into this American military courtroom. They are wearing traditional Afghan dress. As you say, there are children, and they testified one after another through a translator, and it was difficult. I mean, the judge was frustrated to some extent with the way that the translation was going, and one father in particular who was shot himself, and we believe at least two of his children were shot, Haji Mohammed Naeem, was very emotional, and his voice was rising, and he was using body language, and he didn't want to answer questions for the prosecutor. He wanted to confront the man who did this to his family, and he called Sergeant Bales a bastard, and then he basically broke down on the stand and stood up and tried to leave, and the prosecutor was having to say, no, you need to sit back down again. I mean, that was a moment that was certainly probably the most dramatic and emotional of the day, as this family member after family member, victim after victim came to the stand.
In case you're just joining us, we're talking live with KUOW's correspondent Austin Jenkins about the sentencing hearing going on now of this Staff Sergeant Robert Bales accused of a massacre in Afghanistan. And Austin, I understand the place where all this is happening is a little unusual.
It is indeed. This is a makeshift courtroom in what I was told used to be an officer's club. Right now it appears to be some sort of community center, and it's called a Heroes Lounge. But basically it's a restaurant and bar area, and in the back of this building they've created this courtroom. And then the media is in sort of an overflow room where we get a video feed, and the doors have been opened to let air in. And right outside this building, just maybe a couple hundred feet away, is a playground. So throughout the day, you're hearing this detail about these children being massacred in their own homes in the middle of the night. And at the same time, you are hearing the shouts of glee and have children playing on a playground just a couple hundred feet away. It was a very unusual and sort of surreal juxtaposition.
Austin Jenkins reporting live for us on the sentencing hearing of Robert Bales at Joint Base Lewis-McChord. It continues today. Bales has pleaded guilty, so the question is whether his life in prison sentence will include the possibility of parole or not. Austin Jenkins, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Bill.
Bales' defense attorneys say that the sergeant deserves the chance for parole because of mitigating circumstances. They say the sergeant was suffering from PTSD and a brain injury and had been drinking and taking Valium before the attack.